Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Father, we honor you. Father, we glorify you. Father, we magnify you. Father, we praise you.
Because the familiar things that you know that work for somebody before may not work for you. Just because it worked for this person before, it worked for my brother, it's gonna work for me. No, it worked for my father, it's gonna work for me. It worked for my mother, it's gonna work for me. It might not. He went because it worked for Abraham. But when he went there, it didn't work because it was stopped up. And every well that Abraham dug and prospered from, his son Isaac couldn't do it. It was stopped up. So what he did, he moved. He moved. Watch why he moved. Don't move unless you are in search of something. You can't move willy-nilly. When I moved from Jamaica, I was in search of my education. That's why I need it. So I'm going to go find it. Because it exists where? Somewhere. And America was big. So I didn't just run all over America. I end up in a lily white state called Illinois. Check this out. Here comes this Jamaican boy in 1980. I don't understand America. I have no clue. But I'm going to college. I end up in Southern Illinois, a very cold place. And I look around. I see nobody like me. They're all white. Oh. Jesus, lover of my soul, what's going on here? But there I was. There I was. I ended up there. But it was great because I was celebrated there. Trust me. People started to fight for me to come to their house. You look like somebody drop out of space. It's bad. Yeah, it looked like I just drop out of space, man. Ooh, Jesus, where did this guy come from? And when I talk completely different. Are you with me, guys? Are you with me this morning? But I was in search of something. And here, Isaac was in search of a well-watered land where he can sow and build a life. That's what he was searching for. So those wells was no good. And he went and he dig. His men find a breakthrough. Have you been working on something and then you get a breakthrough? Look at verse 18. Verse 18. And Isaac dug again a well, a water which they had dug in the days of his father. Therefore the Philistine had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by name, which his father had called them. Verse 19, look at that. Isaac's servant dug in the valley and found a well of running water. Oh, Jesus. He find what he was what? Looking for. He find a well of running water. So he's happy now, right? Look what happened. Verse 22. But the herdsmen of Gera quarreled with Isaac, herdsmen, saying, the water is ours. So he called the name of the well Issa, because they quarreled with him. Have you ever been working for something? You're searching for it and you got it, and then people start to come against you. So he couldn't enjoy it. He lost what he was looking for. Let me give you a good thing here. Let me give you a more practical thing. You've been working very hard to get this job. You get this job, you start working it, and then opposition. By people come and oppose you, push you out of there, you lost the job, right? Or some old buddy that you and that used to do drugs come and find you, right then you get that job. I'm talking about enemy. And before you know it, you and that buddy, now you got money, you and that buddy doing every paycheck you get is in drugs. And before you know it, you lose your job. I'm helping somebody. So now you got to find another job. Another well. So he went and he get another well. He says, this time everything going to be cool. He get this well again. Let's read. Then he dug another well and was quarreled over it. So he called the name Sidna. So he couldn't prosper from that well. So he had to move again. I don't know how many times you move. You have moved. You have moved from here to there. And you didn't get it. You moved there. You didn't get it. You moved there. You didn't get it. Okay, I'm here to help you this morning. If you move in and in search of something, it's going to come. It will come. It will come. Look at the next place. Look at the next place. Let's read. And he moved from there and dug another well. And they did not quarrel over it. They did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, because he said, for now, the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Woo! Am I talking to you? I have found my place. I've been searching now. I know the Lord has now what? Make room for me. And I am going to be what? Fruitful from this day onward. No more struggle. No more quarrel. No more pushing me out of this day. I find my real boy. I was searching all my life, looking for Rehoboth, but I find it, and I know this is my place, because the definition I give you for Rehoboth is a wide open space. It's wide and open. It's a place of opportunity, Jesus. It's a wide open place. It's a place of what? Opportunity. It's a place to grow. If you're not growing, you're not there yet. When you get to that place and you start to grow, you say, I find my place. I find my Rehoboth. It's a wide open space. I got all the room to grow. I got all the space I need. And there will be no more quarrel. No more fuss. I need that place. You got to come to that place. In that place, your life take the turn for good. Your life take the turn for good. See, Isaac was at Rehoboth, a wide open space, a place where he can flourish, a place where he can prosper, a well-watered place. Rehoboth is a well-watered place. a land for you that is well watered. He was there, man. Can you imagine how he felt now? It's great. You got some great peace now. Hit you. He said, oh, I've been searching for this place, and I find it. Let's read it. He went up after he found the place now. You know, he find that cool spot. There's a lot of water. Everything is cool now. Let's see what happened here. So then he went up from there to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared to him, same night, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendant for my servant Abraham's sake. So, this is what? The second time the Lord appeared to him. The first time, he tell him, don't leave. Stay here. And he didn't leave. He just moved from one town to another town. To another town. Or from one state to another state. But he never leave the country. Okay? In search of Rehoboth. Now that he find it, the Lord says, look, man, I am with you, and I'm going to what? Bless you, and I'm going to multiply. Second time, the Lord can be with you. I'm going to assassinate the spirit of what? Religion, right here. Okay. The Lord is with you. That doesn't say you won't be opposed. Because the Lord is with you, okay, there's no opposition. Let me tell you, you'll have a lot of opposition, but the Lord is what? With you. A lot of time we think because the Lord is with us, sweet sailing, brother, I'm going to disappoint you. You're going to be opposed. But God is still with you. And people might say, I don't think he prayed enough. I don't think he go to church enough. I don't think he read the Bible enough. Because you've been pushed around by Satan. You've been knocked down. That doesn't mean God is not with you. Because when I read my Bible, he says, I will be with you in the fire. I will be with you in the flood. I will be with you when everything is fine.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.